And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Time to have some fun. This is episode 1181 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. We call this Ask Roz and Mocha. Before we head to the phones, if there's anyone in your life that you think would enjoy our podcast, feel free to send them this episode or send them the entire feed and tell them to hit subscribe. So when a new episode is released, because we release episodes every single day, it'll automatically download to your or their device as well. Okay. Mazar, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Good, man. Welcome back to the show. I know we've talked to you a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And you've been on hold for a little bit. What's your question?
Question is, what app would you keep on your smartphone if you had to delete all of them but one?
What's your answer?
Mine would be the calendar app. I just need that just to keep track of what I'm doing for the rest of the week.
Really? Huh?
Well, okay, let's exclude... can we exclude apps that already come with your device?
I guess, yes. If you want to add some rules to it, that's
right?
Fine.
Like if you're on iOS, right? Mm-hmm. And like stock apps, let's just call them, right? Mm-hmm. The calendar app comes with your phone. Notes app comes with your phone.
But so does email, though.
Reminders comes with your phone. Email comes with your phone.
But we can't exclude email.
No, I know. So can we like think about the ones that we have to download? Like, you know, Instagram, TikTok, you got to download. Facebook, you got to download. Any of the shopping ones.
All your health stuff.
Yeah, all
Uber.
That stuff. You gotta download. Can we and live also, in that all, neighborhood?
Also, you got to Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff is included in this.
Yeah. Okay, so minus calendars, Mazar. What are you keeping on your phone?
I mean, it would probably be YouTube because some final my last phone didn't come with YouTube on it. But if I were to take that out, because some of those do come with YouTube, I think it would probably be my audiobook app that I've been using a lot. That's probably like my most used app right now.
Okay.
So wait a second. So you're getting rid of YouTube?
I mean, it depends if YouTube does come because some phones haven't come
with YouTube. No. YouTube's not included in like calendar and stuff.
Yeah, no, you can't include YouTube, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I can't pick YouTube, I'm just picking my audiobook app, Libby. Okay.
I don't know, man. I think, on mine, like my most used app has got to be Instagram. So I'm probably going to keep that, even though I can still get Instagram like on my laptop, right? I'm looking at every single app that I have on my phone. I could still access on my laptop.
So for me, it's easy. It's easy. The only one that I absolutely need on the phone, and the only one that is of absolutely no use to me on my laptop, like Instagram on my laptop, sure. All that other stuff I can do on my laptop.
Can I guess?
Waze.
Oh, I was going to say Magnifine.
No, Waze. Mm. Waze. Like if I'm ever, you know, if you're ever anywhere and you need to go like I got to go back to MapQuest and printing stuff out. And like having it on the driver's side.
Google Maps
and,
or Apple Maps.
What do you mean?
Just use those.
No. That's
my car's
programmed
with you.
All those are gone. We don't get to include the navigation maps as ones that you can keep.
Okay, so you're keeping Waze. Maria, what are you keeping?
TikTok.
Okay. Damn, Maury, what are you keeping?
Uber Eats.
Okay. Hey, Shem, what are you keeping?
I toggle between IG and X.
Really?
And X is a cesspool, but I'm on it all the time.
You know, me too.
It's such a cesspool, but I'm on it all the time.
So am I.
I can't not be on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Like, I can't live without my nuts.
No, but you can always order food, though. There's many ways to order food.
You can also go to the store.
No,
that's never going to happen, Rhea. We always know that. Believe me.
Just giving out some options, you know.
He's gonna take the elevator three floors down and walk half a block.
Such a far
to get
away.
His food.
No, I get it. Okay, so Maury's going Uber Eats. I'm staying practical and saying Waze because that's the only one that I could think on my phone where I would be like. I would rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it, right?
Got it.
I've never been like, oh my God, I need Instagram on my phone. Like, I've never been in an emergency where I need Instagram or I need, you know, one of those other, you know, Spotify or something like that. But I've been in places where I'm like, I need to know how to get out of here. And so I'm going with Waze, 100% going with Waze.
I would just call my dad to get me out of there. Where do I turn?
There you go, Mazar. Appreciate you. Love you. I know that we asked you the last time who your favorite is, but I'm going to ask again because sometimes people change their minds. It doesn't matter if we've talked to them years ago, weeks ago, or even hours ago. So, Mazar, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
It is Roz.
Okay. Hey, thank you, man.
Appreciate you, dog. Have a great day.
You as well.
See you, man.
What would you, on your phone, right? Mm-hmm. Let me just look at the, let me look at my apps right here because I got a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
are you going into settings or something?
No, no. I'm just trying to see here. Like, okay, so Mocha, on your phone, if you had to pick between YouTube,
yeah,
and calculator.
Oh, I'm picking I'm picking YouTube.
You are.
Yeah, I'm still picking YouTube.
See, I'm picking calculator.
I use YouTube more than I use calculator.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you had to pick between your banking app or Instagram?
I am, ooh.
That's tough.
Probably my banking app.
Yeah?
I'm going to keep that, yeah.
Everybody, anybody else?
Oh, IG. No?
IG?
Yeah,
over
I
your
can just keep my banking on my laptop.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. Nah, F it. I'm keeping IG, bro.
Listen to the broke bitches over there.
Okay.
What do I got to see that for? I open the app and it's just a giant red light.
Blinding.
They don't even let Maury open the banking app on his phone anymore.
Ms. Dora says here, which of these two smells better? Fresh cut grass or bread baking in the oven?
Grass all the way.
Yeah, I'm going with
more. It evokes more memories.
Yeah. I'm going to say bread.
Yeah, I'm going
bread
too.
Fresh
baked
bread.
Bread.
Yeah. I choose that over fresh cut grass.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with Maury. I'm going grass.
It brings
that.
Like it's the smell of summer. Like it's just.
Yeah. The smell of like, you just like smell of bread. Like I do like the smell of bread. Right.
So good.
But
it's like instant hunger.
Yeah, I do like this. I do like the smell of bread. I like the smell of pizza, though. You know?
Oh, so good.
Like when you walk into a good pizza place, smell is just something special.
Not when you live above one.
No? Why?
Because it's all I smell.
Oh, bro, that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess if it's all that.
I knew a guy once that lived on top of a Chinese food place, and I loved going to his place. He was sick of it, right? He was sick of it because his whole apartment just smelled like egg rolls.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
it
so
was,
good,
oh,
though.
Oh, amazing.
So glorious.
No.
I would hate that.
Yeah, he hated it.
I could see after a while, for sure.
Yeah.
Renata says here on episode 46 of the podcast, Mocha said he would listen to R-rated songs with his son Cruz in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But Cruz is little. My question is, do you still listen to R-rated music like Wu-Tang Clan when he's in the car? Is he allowed to curse? My kids are 8 and 10 now. Sometimes my husband and I curse, but the rule for them is that they can hear it but not repeat it. Maybe when they're 18, they can decide whether they want to curse or not.
Yeah.
18? It's going to be less than that, girl.
Yeah.
No, I don't listen to R-rated songs with Cruz in the car. I tried listening to the clean copy of Wu-Tang's first album.
Mm-hmm.
It did not hit the same.
For you.
Yeah, with Cruz in the car, right? Yeah. And I was like, nah, we'll just bypass this.
Yeah.
What do you listen to together?
Do you guys... Are you into that yet? Do you have...
listen to like pop playlists.
Yeah,
He's a big fan of like all the popular pop tracks right now.
Gotcha.
He's into all that stuff. And we've been playing NHL on the PS5. And they got the soundtrack for that on Apple Music. So we roll through all those songs every now and then.
What's on that?
A bunch of like rock stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like hype songs.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But yeah, yo, also, Renata, your kids... they're not going to decide when they're 18 whether they want to swear or not.
Yeah, no.
It'll be in like the next couple of years.
Catherine was goofing on me the other night and she said in front of Roxy for the first time.
Oh my God.
But it was so funny because Catherine had like this great joke ready to go. Like it was chambered, right?
Uh-huh.
She was just about to like pull out the gun, point it at me and let me have it. And then she looked at Roxy and you could see her like assessing, like, should I say this right
like,
now?
Is this the right time?
Should I do it? Yeah. And then Catherine just did it and Roxy died laughing and I died laughing. But yeah, so which is funny because that was the first time Catherine had said that in the house. But like, in my house, and it's crazy because some people are horrified by it, right? Mm-hmm. But like in my house, both Catherine and I, neither one of us in any way, shape, or form are like uncomfortable or avoid using this word.
Really?
Right.
That word has never shown up in our house yet.
That gets thrown around like quite often.
Really?
Yeah. But only not like referring to that.
No,
right?
For sure.
But like...
referring to someone.
No, not even someone. Like, really? It'll be the TV remote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, this... You know,
it's that.
So for us, like, I just say it all the time, and like Catherine will drop it too,
just
right?
Part of the vocab.
It was just part of the vocab, right?
See, we swear in our house. Cruz, he'll be 8 soon. He understands swearing. He understands which words are like bad, really, really bad.
Yeah.
He also understands he can't say them.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
Right? He's at that age. He knows.
Yeah.
That he's not allowed.
Yes.
Right? Oh. Sometimes he'll ask. He'll be like, hey, can I sit down? Like,
yeah.
If we're already in conversation about
so
it, right?
So the escalation, right, for like even for my kid was, you know, what the frig,
uh-huh.
Right? Mm. So that's sort of like where it starts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
like
then
flipping.
And then it becomes what the hell,
mm-hmm.
Right? And like, we introduce what the hell.
It's gradual.
Know, like, yeah, it's a gradual thing. Oh, going back to the word, right? It's like instead of saying somebody's bitchy, we'll say somebody's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's move on here. Caitlin says, it's almost the Queen's birthday. RIP to the Queen, by the way.
Damn.
And I just listened to the All the Calls to the Queen episode of your podcast.
Today's
and I
the
laughed
Queen's birthday.
So hard.
Is it
oh,
really?
Today. Yeah. Okay. She's so funny. I was wondering if you guys had a favorite conversation or joke from the Queen.
Mm. Maybe we should call the Queen in heaven. That might be fun. It's a long distance call that I don't know if we can
make.
Might
have a charge
though.
On that one.
Rogers will pay for that.
We'll use your phone, Maureen.
Yeah. I always love, I don't have like a favorite phone call or favorite joke.
Mm.
It was always my favorite time of year when we would call her, I guess twice in the year for her birthday because she celebrated her birthday twice.
Yes, that's right.
It was
right.
Always very confusing.
There was the official and then the unofficial, right?
Yeah. So anytime we called her and the Queen had like hilarious birthday jokes, those were always my favorite.
Yeah. I always used to love the calls to the Queen. RIP.
Richard says, would you rather eat cold fries or microwaved fries for the rest of your life?
That's a stupid question. Cold fries.
And I had to choose?
Yeah. And yeah, keep in mind, like, you're not only eating cold fries. Like, whenever you have fries with something, they're either going to be cold or microwaved.
I can't do microwave fries, guys.
How cold are we talking?
Like out of the fridge?
Yeah, not room temp. Not on the counter, but out of the fridge.
Oh.
I can't do cold fries. It gives me hiccups.
Really? Huh?
Yeah, that's so weird. I'll do the microwave one.
Microwaved. Okay.
I don't know.
So you're going, are you just not eating fries anymore then? And like even at a restaurant, like if you go to a restaurant, you order a burger fries.
No.
Like your fries come out ice cold.
You know what?
They know.
I'm going to suffer then through the microwave fries.
You have to.
Yeah.
Right? You have to. Because I think microwave fries, right? You would become like a gravy guy. Like just dip them in the hot gravy. It slops them up.
Mash them up.
Yeah, you can mash them up.
Yeah, I'm going to say microwave. What are you saying? Microwave?
I have to go microwave.
For sure.
Microwave, Dan Mori? Yeah.
Have some microwave. I've done microwave fries.
Yeah? Like, could you imagine going like anywhere where you just like, you can imagine going to a chip truck in the summer. You're on like a road trip, everything else, right? And they just serve you that thing in the bag. That the bag's all greasy, and you're ready for it. You pour the salt and vinegar on it.
Greasy cold fries,
right?
No,
and they're just ice cold.
No. I'll pop them in the microwave, bro.
Yeah.
Before we get to our next call, Edward says here for the pet owners: have you ever put a camera on your pet to see what they do when you're away?
Yeah, we have a baby cam.
That's right, you do. But that wasn't that more for Matthew to keep an eye on you at home?
He says it's for Andy.
Right. I remember that. Remember when they first got the dog?
But he could talk through it and say, we don't wear shoes in the house.
Right.
That's really the Maury cam.
That's
Are you kidding me? So where is the camera set up?
It's on the coffee table. And as soon as I get home, the first thing I do is literally beeline it for the plug and unplug it.
Does it point at the couch?
It points at the door.
It points at the door. I got you.
But doesn't Matthew know, like, the camera shuts off and... He doesn't say anything?
If there's movement, it sends him an alert on his phone.
Right.
No, I know,
but
once it unplugs.
Oh, I'm allowed to unplug it when I get home.
I'm allowed.
Allowed.
Maria, what about you?
Yeah, I have a baby cam on him too, but I keep him in an area.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I block him off.
Yeah.
So honestly, he just lies down either like on his little bed that I have or like on the floor.
Okay.
And he hangs out.
We do not have cameras, but I know for a fact where our dog Leo is. He just lays by the door every single day and waiting for to get home. He does not move. Every now and then, like, we let him have roam of the house, and every now and then he'll go walk into another room, look out the window, but for the majority of the day, he is always, because it's the same even when we're at home, he is always by the door waiting.
Yeah.
What about you guys? You don't have cameras.
No, we had one once when we went away on vacation. We put one of the cameras just in the living room, and listen, like, you barely see a cat, right?
Yeah.
Like, they go and they sleep on a chair, and if they decide that they want the chair in the office, like, that's just their thing for the week, you'll never see them. They'll just always be on the chair in the office, and then the next week they'll be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to sleep on the couch for a week. See how this feels. Like, they're just, it's pointless because it's such a disappointment. I'm like, check the cameras, see what the cats are doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you never see a cat, and then you just, because I would point at the food dish, right? Because my brother would come down and feed the cats. So I always would point it, like, close to where the food dish, you could see it, and then I would just check every day, and the food levels would go down, but I never saw a cat.
Stealthy. Let's get back to the phones. Hello, Sasha, it's Roz and Mocha.
Good morning. Hi,
Sasha, welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you here with us. Have you ever been on the show or the podcast before?
I have not listened lots, though.
Okay, well, round of applause for Sasha.
Yes.
The whole team is here. He's Roz. I'm Mocha. Maria's here. Shem is here. David Mori is here. Go ahead with your question for the room, Sasha.
Thanks. I just wanted to know your thoughts on men shaving their underarms, especially as summer approaches. I'm hoping everyone does it. And just want to know if you guys...
Why do you hope everyone does it?
Oh, way cleaner. If a man raises his arms and there's a big bush under there, it's not good.
Okay. Are you with someone who does not or does shave the pits?
He usually does.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
All right.
What if he told you he would like you to grow it out?
We would... I don't know. I don't know what kind of conversation we would have from there.
But why do you get to tell him what to do?
Well, I'm not telling him what to do. I'm just asking him. It would look a lot cleaner. I just think it's a little bit of a double standard. If I grew mine out, I'm sure he would tell me what to do.
I don't know. Why do you have opinions of his armpits?
It's not his. It's everybody's
armpits. Why are you so busy? But why are you so busy that you got to, like, have all these thoughts about everybody's armpits?
Oh, it's just a nice clean look, don't you think?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Oh, you guys don't shave.
No, I all trim down. But, like, I have no desire to, first of all, like, what else are you making this man shave? What about his chest hair?
I didn't realize this was going to be a hot topic for Ross.
Well, the way you asked it. Do you remember?
It's not about my man. It's just about in general.
But let's talk about your man real quick. Do you make him shave his chest?
No, he doesn't need to.
Why? Because he's got no hair there?
Yeah.
Do you make him shave his
No, I don't make him do anything. He just kind of does it on his own.
No.
Do you know what? It's because he used to be really into bodybuilding, so he likes that clean look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's all
like,
you.
Like most athletes, right? No, they don't.
Okay, Maria, you are like not shaking your head no throughout this entire conversation.
Yeah, I don't want my like man's arms pits to look as clean as mine. I think that's just a little strange. But I do think that like men should trim up. Like I do think that like there is a cleanliness to keeping
cleanliness.
It. Well, yeah, because like think about it. Like
it's all aesthetics. It's all aesthetics.
No. I'm talking like if men's armpit hair is extremely long and there's sweat and deodorant buildup in the hair, like especially if you don't wash your armpits very well. There are some people who are just not that cleanly. So I'm saying for a cleanliness perspective, I think trimming them down would be better, but that's just my opinion.
But then just wash though. It's not a hair thing. It's all aesthetics. For hair,
it's all
aesthetics.
Well, there's people who don't wash their hair on their head properly and it's a cleanliness thing. So it goes around the same way.
But it's all aesthetics though.
Roz, you trim?
I'll trim.
David Mori?
I shave.
Shave
bald?
All the way down?
Yep.
But you have a hairy chest. That is the weirdest look, I think. For somebody who has a hairy chest but bald armpits, that looks like a condition. Like, that's the weirdest.
Yeah. You got like alopecia of the pits.
Well, remember that story I told you about my, I had this friend who was dating a woman who was like, she hated poops, right? And was like super, super into guys that had no poops, right? And so he like wanted to make her happy. He was one of those guys. Mm. And so he shaved But the problem was, is everywhere else on his body, he was very hairy.
Oh, right. Wait, so he didn't trim everything else?
No.
Oh, yeah, that looks weird.
He had
oh,
a very hairy chest and a very hairy stomach and very hairy legs.
No.
So he looked like...
bullseye.
But yeah, but it looked like he was about to like go into surgery, right? Like they just cleaned up the whole area.
Oh, no.
And he thought that that's what she wanted.
No.
Right?
No.
Like he just did like a big circle,
no.
basically.
My man.
Oh, no.
Where he was all bald all the way.
That's
all,
a condition.
Oh, that's a condition, right?
That's just get lasered on your whole body
it's
at that point.
But it's such a slippery slope. Catherine was telling me because she'll get laser done, right? On her arms, I guess, and stuff. And were we talking about this where they charge you by the body part?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. But when she goes, so I guess she found somebody who like their version of body part is expanded. It would be like if a guy went in, right? Like shoulders are included in arms, but so is sort of like they've expanded the body
like
part.
Upper chest?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. So,
but they charge more probably.
No, it's around the same.
Oh.
I've never thought about laser though.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did my underarms and I loved it.
Are they, so now you're hair free or is it still like?
No, like I eventually will have to go back,
yeah.
but I did it because I had like dark shadows, I guess, from like hyperpigmentation.
Right.
And then I got rid of it completely. And now like if I have to shave my armpits, it's like every 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. What about your legs?
My legs, I did my lower half.
Yeah.
I have to go back because I did the minimum sessions and I should have done the maximum. So
right.
I will have to go back.
And you
those.
Have to let it grow a bit and your
yeah.
hair, and it works best for darker hair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm European, so I don't have that problem.
Right. You got, yeah.
So we got dark hair.
Believe me, I didn't want to bring up the Greek thing.
Yeah.
But
really quick, shave or trim?
I trim. Definitely
okay.
trim.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
trim,
yeah. Huh? I trim as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an interesting thing though, because like, I used to trim my arms all the time,
mm-hmm.
right? Just because it didn't look good on TV having like hairy hands, and if I ever rolled up my sleeves having hair, I just never liked the look of it.
With scissors.
What's that? No,
did you use scissors or like a razor?
No, a razor.
Oh, okay.
Just like
okay.
with a thing on it. Not like a bald razor. What do you call those things?
Like a trimmer.
Like a knife thing? Yeah. Like those little hair? No, oh, not the knife.
Razors you're talking about.
Like an electric.
Oh, okay.
Yes, not, did you think I was going at like my wrist with like a straight edge?
Well,
is that what you said, a knife?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how guys
Sweeney
trim their...
Sweeney Todd around my elbows?
Like with a Gillette.
Yeah, no, there's... But I like when you go in for a tattoo and stuff like this, they go crazy with the razor, right? Where
oh,
they go
I know.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Right? Like they just don't even, they
Yo,
just don't
let
even
me
care.
Tell you though, it feels so nice.
I know.
Like when I got the one, I had already done a trim,
yeah.
right? Like a couple days before.
Yeah.
So when I went to see my guy for the one that's on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
He still went at it with the razor.
Yeah.
Bro, like it still feels so nice.
Oh, it feels nice.
For a couple of days.
Nice.
Wait, they shave you?
Yeah, because they can't tattoo on hair, right?
Oh, so
they shave you right down, too. Anyway, I've come around. We should all shave our armpits bald.
There you go. Sasha,
you gotta talk it out sometime.
Thank you
yeah.
so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show. You are wonderful for your first
You're
time
wonderful.
Being a part of today's show. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Since Roz came around, I'm gonna go with Roz.
There we go.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
I felt I was losing you.
There you go. Thanks, Sasha. Love you. Have a good day.
My armpits
Thanks.
Are super
Bye,
hairy
guys.
Right
Bye.
Now, Sasha, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Get her done. All right. That, ladies and gentlemen, concludes episode 1181 of our podcast. Once a week, we will post on Instagram at Kiss925. Ask Roz and Mocha is the photo you're looking for. Sometimes we post a video. And just go into the comment section, leave your questions, and two of you will be lucky enough to join us on a future episode. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.